Instant Reaction Podcast, HawkeyeNation.com. Andrew Downs with you on a cold Wednesday night that just got a little bit colder here in the gray state of Iowa. A 48-46 road loss at Rutgers in a game that had a lot of facets to it. That was rough, though, at the end. The foul on Keegan Murray is among the weakest fouls I've ever seen called, and especially in a game where they were kind of letting both teams play for certainly the entire second half, most of the game. And to call a foul, a ticky-tack foul, with 2 seconds left in a tie game and allow Rutgers to win the game at the free throw line, that's rough. That's a tough one to swallow. You compile that with the wave off of Joe Toussaint's layup right at the end of the first half that they called good on the floor. It looked good in the replay, and somehow they found a way to call that off. Those 2 points proved to be very big in this game. And as I just tweeted, two things can be true. I don't like to be the guy who says the refs cost Iowa the game or you know, puts it all on that. So Iowa certainly could have played better. Iowa did not play well. We'll get into all of that. 0 bench points is an incredible stat. Just 46 points for one of the best offenses in the country. I mean, it's unacceptable the way Iowa played offensively at points in the second half. That being said, Iowa would have won this game or tied this game had one of those two egregiously bad calls gone the other way. So two things can be true. Iowa should have played better, could have played better, could have still won this game, and yet it does feel like the refs, to some extent, took this away from Iowa. This is a tough one, man. This would have been a huge win. It would have been a third in a row, and then going into a sold-out Carver Hawkeye Arena on Saturday with Penn State coming to town, and a chance to get to 5-3 in the conference. Now this drops you back to 4-4 in the, or 3-3 rather, in the Big Ten. And no, 3-4, right? 3-4 in the Big Ten is Iowa now with that loss. Losses to Illinois, Purdue, Wisconsin, and now Rutgers. So, like, this ultimately it could have a big impact on the season as a whole. Whether or not Iowa makes it into the NCAA tournament, what their seed is in the Big Ten tournament, what they have to do coming down the stretch to play themselves into postseason. This one feels like it could loom for a while, but hopefully the players and coaches and everybody can move past it tonight and over the next day or two, because now this game against Penn State, which feels like a game Iowa should win, again, at home with a sold-out crowd on Saturday afternoon, but you need to win it. You have to get back to 500 before you go to play Purdue, or you bring Purdue in next Thursday. Tough way to lose that one, man. I'm a little distraught, I'm not going to lie. Let's go through just a few of the stats here. As I said, no bench points. I don't think this is a mistake here. I'm looking at the ESPN box score. Chris Murray 0 for 5. Peyton Sanford 0 for 1. Tony Perkins 0 for 2. Aaron Ulis 0 for 2. Connor McCaffrey 0 for 1. That's rough to get no points from your bench. You couple that with Jordan Bohannon, who shot 2 for 11, 2 for 10 from 3-point line, and three air balls, a couple late in the game. Couple of moments where in years past you kind of expect Jordan to hit those big threes to tie the game or take the lead late, and it just hasn't been there for him. You know, I spent a decent amount of time after the win against Minnesota on Sunday talking about what Jordan's role is on this team right now. When he is not shooting well, he can't be out there. You can't let him keep shooting. He can't be your only option. 2 for 10 from three. That's rough. Sorry, my dad's texting me. He doesn't watch. I think I've mentioned he doesn't watch these games live, but he'll go back and watch the painful parts after losses. But yeah, Jordan, I don't know what he's providing for this team right now while he's in this slump. He had 1 rebound, a turnover, 2 fouls, and 6 points on those 2 made threes out of the 10 he took. This is a tough one, man. I don't know. You know, hopefully, again, they'll be able to get over this and move in the right direction. But this does feel like it's going to loom. This was a winnable game on a lot of fronts. Iowa had a long scoring drought in the second half. You can't allow that to happen. Whew. Keegan Murray just 5 of 14 shooting. Didn't have a great night. He did have 10 or 13 rebounds, rather, and assists and a steal, but just 13 points from the nation's leading scorer. Patrick McCaffrey had 11 points, but he 4 of 12 shooting. Nobody shot the ball well tonight. I shouldn't say nobody. Joe Toussaint was 2 of 3, and really he should have been 3 of 3. Because let's be honest, that layup at the end of the half, A, it was a great play to even make that play. But that layup at the end of the half, again, they called it good on the floor. That should count for something. We're going to be rehashing this one for a while, guys. But again, Patrick had 11 points. He had 3 rebounds, 2 assists, a steal, a block. A really big play. A nice put back late in the game. Filip Hrabacha played okay. 4 of 10 shooting, but did have 10 rebounds, 8 points. Came down weird. Got stepped on late in the game. We'll see how he's doing. But, man, that's a... That's a killer. That's a killer. Let's go through the team stats here quickly. Iowa just 27.28% from the field, 17 of 61. Wow, that's brutal. Rutgers not much better, 31%. They were 18 of 58. Iowa took 27 threes to Rutgers 13. Iowa made 6. Rutgers made 2. 6 of 27. You're shooting 20% essentially from 3-point land. 6 of 11 from the free throw line. And in a game that's determined by 2 points, those 5 free throws that Iowa couldn't hit, that's tough. Patrick had one that rattled around there towards the end, but just 54% from 3-point, not good. Iowa seemed to be doing well rebounding early in the game, but was out-rebounded by 11 total in this game. The second half got pretty rough there. Rutgers was starting to get some putbacks, some second-chance shots. I think I saw a stat at one point. I don't know how it ultimately turned out, but Iowa at one point had 4 points off of 14 Rutgers turnovers. So just not turning that defense into offense. 8 assists for Iowa. That's not good. 10 turnovers. It's not terrible. It's a little high for Iowa. You force 15, so you feel okay about that. But you allow 10 blocks. Rutgers blocked 10 Hawkeye shots. And Iowa at one point had an 8-point lead and just kind of let this one get away from them. Keegan had a nice look there right at the end. Connor made the pass. Keegan had the look. Just wasn't his night. He wasn't going to make that shot on a night like this. And Iowa has that long flight back home now, 3-4 in the Big Ten, and starting to slip away a little bit as you look at the schedule and need to make some hay here. We'll take a look at the rest of the schedule before we get out of here. All right, so Saturday afternoon, a 3:30 game, full house at Carver Hawkeye Arena. If you're going to be in attendance, check out Iowa Basketball on Twitter or wherever. They've got the sections. They want it striped, the black and gold stripes. I'm super excited for this game. It'll be the second game this season that I've been at Carver Hawkeye Arena, but more importantly than that, it'll be the first time I've taken my son to an Iowa Hawkeye game of any kind. I haven't taken him to Kinnick yet. Still a little young for that. He's 6. He's in first grade. But I plan to take him to Carver Saturday afternoon. He's playing basketball. He's into basketball. We've been watching some of the games together when possible. You know, these late games, it's not possible. But we're going to make the trip over to Iowa City, and I'm super excited about that. So I hope to see some of you guys there. If anybody sees me, say what's up. It's going to be a fun day, a packed atmosphere, a good atmosphere. And now a very important game for Iowa, again, to get back to 4-4 to 500 in the Big Ten, because then after that, Thursday, you host Purdue, and you don't feel good about that. That's another 8 o'clock tip. You get the weekend off before a trip to Penn State on Monday, and then you've got at Ohio State, again, a game that you don't feel great about. Home against Minnesota, you feel okay there. At Maryland, home against Nebraska, home against Michigan, home against Michigan State, at Nebraska, home against Northwestern, and then you wrap up the season in March at Michigan and at Illinois. Those Michigan games will be interesting because that's a team that we expected a lot from, and they haven't shown much. So where will they be in the middle of February? Where will they be in the beginning of March? are those games that Iowa can steal, that we may put in the loss column at the start of the season, that we could fit into the win column here. You have to sweep Penn State. You have to finish the sweep of Minnesota. You probably need to finish the sweep of Maryland. You're going to have to sweep Nebraska. And then, you know, pick off a Michigan State, a Michigan, an Illinois, an Ohio State, or a Purdue. This is going to be a bubble season here, guys, and I think this is where we expected it to be at the start of the season. But I will say, after those last three games, I had gotten my hopes up, our last couple of games. You know, Iowa had won four in a row before that loss to Wisconsin, and then two in a row after that. So six of their last seven, and it really feels like they let one get away from them tonight. It feels like if come March we're on the bubble, we're on the inside looking or outside looking in, or you know, have a tougher game in the Big Ten tournament than maybe we should have, or are in a play-in game, God forbid. It feels like we're gonna all remember this cold night in January, and how the refs screwed Iowa out of this game, but also how Iowa screwed themselves out of this game by just not scoring enough points, not getting the offense they typically get. Again, zero bench points, a bad game from Jordan Bohannon, another bad game from my favorite Hawkeye of all time. On the night that we all remember and mourn the death of Chris Street 29 years ago, I don't know about you guys, I remember exactly where I was when I heard about that. I was young, but my dad came and got me out of bed to talk to me about it, to show me on the news, because I loved Iowa basketball. I still do, and I always will. But this one hurts, guys. I'm going to go, you know, we have beers when we win. Maybe we'll have some beers when we lose. I appreciate you listening. We'll do this again. I don't know what Saturday will be like with being at the game, but I'll try to get something up over the weekend and lick my wounds from this one. I hope you guys do the same. Keep your heads up. Thank you for listening. Go Hawks!